Paul writing to his spiritual son Titus in Titus 3. And he's explaining to Titus and wanting Titus to know the reality of how important it is, as a prophetic word was coming out of Lamar, how to live in the righteousness of God, how to walk in the righteousness of God, how to seek God, to understand Him in His holiness. And this is what Paul writes. He tells Titus, remind people to be subject to rulers and authorities. Now, we're going to break this down. And we're all spiritual. Amen. We all got a spiritual mind. What's he talking about? Remind people to be subject to the rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready and willing to do good. Hear this word, saints, because it's so prevalent. It's in the atmosphere. You hear it and you see it going out throughout the nations of the world. Listen to what God's saying here. To slander or abuse no one. To be kind and conciliatory and gentle, showing unqualified consideration and courtesy towards everyone. I read these scriptures and I see Jesus. I see the life of Jesus when he was on the earth. For we too once were foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various sinful desires and pleasures, spending and wasting our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But tonight we've got a good word. I said, tonight we've got a sure word of prophecy. But when the goodness and kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared in human form as the man, I said, the man, Jesus is, He was, and He is the man. Come on. He saved us not because of any works of righteousness that we have done, but because of His own compassion and mercy. By the cleansing of the new birth, spiritual transformation, regeneration, and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured. Somebody say poured. Because we're going to show you something tonight. Say it like you mean it. Poured. Come on, say it like you know you're a son and daughter of the living God. Poured. There you go, my brother. We're like-minded. Hallelujah. Whom He poured out richly through us, upon us, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we would be justified. Oh, somebody help me. Made free of guilt of sin by His compassionate, undeserved grace. And that we would be acknowledged as acceptable to Him and made heirs of eternal life, actually experiencing it according to our hope, His guarantee. Hallelujah. You didn't know you were prophesying, brother. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. For those of you that are just joining us online, those of you who are just coming in right now, I want to move here according to what God instructed me to do this afternoon. Or actually, it was two nights ago. I said, Lord, how are you gonna form this? How are you gonna put this together? So I got the instructions today, and we're just gonna move here and start pulling you out, and then we're gonna move and get you in some lines. And I'm gonna ask you right now. I'm gonna ask you to take about maybe, let's take 60 seconds. Just close your eyes and get your eyes off Brother Michael. I have nothing to give you. I have nothing to offer you. I'm only stepping into this position to be a vessel for God so that He would meet you here tonight. With your eyes closed, those of you home, take a few, these 60 seconds here. Get your mind on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Jesus, Savior. Jesus, Deliverer. Jesus, Healer. Shike Supraka. Jesus, Provider. Sere Pritipas. kiaramas. Shoshishi. Santere priti baba bokasaka. Gyaromas. Hallelujah. Shomens. Shekelepas. Washekas Britimo. For even now, as I stand in the midst of you, my beloved, I am moving in a way where you will understand me of who I truly am, says the Lord. Tonight, I come with a divine purpose that I would speak to you, to your hearts, and bring unto you a word that would build you up in your most holy faith. Tonight, as I move through this house, no angels have been dispensed. And my spirit is moving radically in you and for you. Tonight, as my word comes forth, open up your hearts wide. For it is my desire to give you your heart's desire in every word that I would speak into thy life, says the Lord. Tonight, there will be a compelling move of my spirit, and you will be captivated and taken up into the realm of glory by me, says God. And as you are taken up, prepare yourself to experience me in a way that you've not experienced before. And as you do, says God, this is my promise. As the days progress, as the weeks increase, I will meet you face to face. I will show you my goodness, and I will reveal to you my greatness. And I will give you the understanding of why I have raised you up for such an hour in this time, says God. Tonight, as I move upon thy life, there will become an activation of the gifts that I have given you and the production of the fruit of my spirit that live within you, says God. Tonight, there is this release, my heart towards you, my beloved. And hear me this day, I have heard thy prayers and thy outcry for thy loved ones. And just as I moved upon you in that day, says God, and by faith caused you to call me into your life, so shall it be upon the loved ones that you've been praying for. For truly, as you have believed me for thy salvation, so shall they believe for their salvation, says the Spirit of the living God. And I am releasing waves after waves after waves into the atmosphere. And in those waves, you will feel my breath upon thy neck, my breath upon thy head, my breath upon thy face, and you will surely know that it is me. What am I doing? I am drawing your attention to my love towards you, to pull you into this concept of righteousness, to pull you into this concept of holiness, called by me and chosen by me, says the Lord. So tonight, in this dispensation, open up your hearts wide. Release yourself from the thoughts of the evil one. Release yourself from the thoughts that coming from the outside, from this world. And pattern your thoughts upon the life of my son. And as you do, the spirit of wisdom will come. Revelation will find its way into your hearts. And you will come to know me as I truly am. Not how man proposes me to be, but as my word says, I am. I am thy Savior. I am thy Redeemer. I am thy Healer. I am thy Deliverer. I am thy Provider. Not in some things, but in all things, says the Spirit of the living God. Tonight, Let me captivate your hearts. Let me draw you close to my chest that you might hear my heartbeat for souls. For it is in this hour I have raised you up to be a laborer of my people amongst the harvest of souls, says God. And as you delight in me and delight in my ways, so will I delight in you, bringing you into the purpose to which you were born, created by me. For such an hour as this. Tonight, my sons, tonight, my daughters, hear me clearly. It is my passion and it is my love towards you that as I extend my arms, you would feel the strength of my arms drawing you closer to me, says the Lord. And I will raise your level of faith and bring you to a place where you will begin to believe me for the impossible things, the radical things, the things that the world says you cannot do, but to the things of my word, which says you will do in my son's name, says the Spirit of the living God. Can you receive that tonight, saints? Come on, can you receive that tonight? Hallelujah. 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 We're going to begin to move here. Minister Charlotte, if you come up, we're going to give a demonstration here. We talked to you tonight about that word pour. When God says he pours himself on us, he pours himself into us. What does that mean exactly? Well, God wants you to understand when he pours himself into you is so he can pour himself out through you. When God pours himself on you and in you, it is for his purpose to pour himself through you. Shike. Shike. I see the glory cloud in the house. Those of you that are aligned, stay with us. That's the sermon. That's the message for tonight, that prophetic release. Stay with us in the house. Those of you, we'll give you a few minutes. Go ahead, share that share button, hit that tag. Those of you online, we're going to move in just a minute. And we're going to be calling you up individually, saying, God has just released a corporate prophetic word, but God wants to meet you here tonight individually. And I already see the glory on some of you right now. We're going to be calling you out. But I want to get this on camera, please. I want those that are home to see this and those of you that are in sanctuary. This is exactly what happens when you become born again. In that moment, you become born again. It's not a question of if or maybe. The fact of the matter is, when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he pours himself out upon you. And his Spirit now dwells. It becomes living in you. The Spirit of the living God. Even the children are prophesying. Come on. Now watch. This is what God, we did this the other day. The outpouring. God pouring himself into you, ladies and gentlemen. My brothers and sisters in faith, so that God can pour himself through you. This is the outpouring. Come on, this is the outpouring. That you would be drenched, saturated, soaked, as it was. Okay, we're good. As it was, Marakasha, when God told Moses to create an ointment, an oil, there was a specific recipe. And that as God would pour it upon Aaron, the Bible says, the bottle continued to flow. The bottle began to flow so much that it covered Aaron's head, passed down his face onto his beard. And the oil continued to flow. Is somebody in this house? So much so was the flow of that oil that is eternal. The Bible says it saturated. It saturated the garments of Aaron from the outside in. There was a release. Shakarabakusaraka. That same anointing's upon your life. I would not discount any other church and what they're ministering to you. But tonight, the Holy Spirit is ministering to you here tonight at Genesis Upper Room. That you come to the revelation and the reality of this eternal flow of the anointing God in you to flow through you. That you would do exactly what Jesus said you would do in his name. That you would lay hands upon the sick and that they would recover. That the blind eyes, both physically and spiritually, would be opened. That the deaf ears, spiritually and physically, would open up. That you would cause the physical, both physical and spiritual, lame. Come on. Not that they would just walk, but that they would run and that they would leap. And the power, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in you, causing you to speak to those who are dead, to rise again. Come on, to rise again. Shaka, that's the power of a spoken word. And right now in the Spirit, I'm being reminded in Ezekiel 38, when the prophet of God was taken up in the Spirit, and God put him in the valley of dry bones. A conversation between the prophet and God Almighty. Asking the prophet, do you believe these bones can live? And with wisdom, the prophet responds to God. And he says, God, only you know. And because God knew, he told the man of God to prophesy into the dry bones. And we won't go into the whole story. But in that moment, centuries before, Ezekiel prophesied into the bones and life came unto those bones. It was a prophetic inspiration of God, knowing that in the year 1948, Israel would become a nation once again. Life came back into that nation. Because a man of God spoke according to the prophecy God spoke him to, instructed him to speak. So tonight, with your permission, I'm going to be calling some of you out. And when you come forward, you're letting me know that you're giving me permission to lay hands upon you. Don't ever lay hands upon somebody without asking their permission. That's the order of God's word. So are you ready to run with us tonight? Come on, saints. Are you ready to run? In the mighty name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. As you're here, you're watching online. I don't know when they're going to shut us down. As you're here, extend your hands. Come on. Come on. We're in this corporately as the body of Christ. We sit here as the bride who is waiting for their bridegroom to return. And until he returns, God requires that we become active. Establishing his kingdom in the earth. Speaking to his kingdom people. And for those of you that are the first time, please don't be embarrassed. The Holy Spirit will not embarrass you. He's here to bless you. To quicken within you. To encourage you. To build you up in your most holy faith. To start believing God according to his word. Not what man proposes, but what God proposes. Sarabratas Sidike. Irenamas. Shikenas. Shikara Rabakas. Woo, my hands are getting hot. Shakara Rabos Serebritikisi. Shikoriamas Sidi. I'm causing a switch out tonight in thy life, says God. And I'm removing the old things, the old patterns of the way the old man used to operate. And I'm bringing into the switch out with a new pattern for a development in thy life, says God. Tonight, as I issue this new order upon thee, says the Lord, know that I am working strategically in your heart to bring you to that place where you will commune with me and I will commune with you, says God. Giving you a full understanding of what I've called you to do and what I've anointed you to do for my kingdoms, says God. And it will be by my grace that I will usher in a new work within thy life. And yes, I've heard thy heart's cry, says God. I know to those things that are now impending, those things that are active, says God. And my promise to you, my beloved, is where there doesn't seem to be a way, I will make a way. The construction of my word spoken, the rhema development of my word even now, the inspirational gift of prophecy is deliberate to bring about those things that you desire from me. Tonight, become the recipient of this outpour, and a quickening within thy inner man, knowing that the work that I have begun in you, I will complete in you, says the Spirit of the living God. Sheke fede briti baba bash shekes saraba kasi mahiaro baba bakas sheke fede bruto bararaba. Brother, can we get you to help us out here tonight? Do you mind? We don't want to abandon anybody. You never know what the Holy Ghost is going to do. Shekaria alario shekes shufiki. Come on, tonight God's going to deal with the heart issues. He's going to deal with the heart issues, ladies. He's going to deal with the heart issues, men. Shiki, fiki, roko, waka. He is the way maker. I said, Jesus is the way maker. She, fi, de, proto, es, suko. Kianomas, mantandere, britim. There is a practicality that is found in my word. And when the practicality of my word is put into place, says God, then those things which seem to be impossible become possible. Tonight, there is an issue, a letter being sent to you from my throne room of glory. As I draw you unto the attention of its contents, says God, there will be a quickening deep within, that unction of my spirit pulling you closer to my heart. And hear me this day, my beloved, and I do call you my beloved, for I love thee with an encompassing, embracing love, says the Lord. Tonight, the desires of thy heart that have found themselves at my throne room of glory are now beginning to manifest. And to those in whom you've interceded for, those young ones, says God, I have heard thy prayers and I have received them. Even now, angels are on assignment, delivering that word of encouragement, setting them free from those bondages. For even that, thou knowest what I speak, says God. And I don't know who these young people are personally. And I do remember when you and your husband came and talked about the youth that you ministered to. And here's the vision. Angels have been assigned to those young people. And I see the shackles being taken off their ankles, those things that they were bound to, the addictions, the lies, the persuasions, and the deceptions, even the assaults and the accusations coming against their mind. They're being set free. And this is not for me to say, except I know what I see and I know what I hear. And mark it on your calendar in this year 2022, which is a year of double. Revival is going to break out in those young people. I don't know how the service is going to begin, but I know how it's going to end. It's going to end with Holy Ghost fire upon their lives and the desires of them speaking in different languages of the Holy Spirit. Radically getting delivered, radically getting saved. And the Lord saying, I will set ablaze 7 days of revival. I will set ablaze and it will go forth and it will spread out like a wildfire in the desert, says the Lord. For surely thy prayers have ascended unto my nostrils as a sweet fragrance. And because I've made a covenant with you, my daughter, I'm obligated to fulfill that covenant promise in you and through you, says the Spirit of the living God. Sheke, fede, rabos, sarababa, sarababa, kas, kasambra, kesa, come quickly. We're going to be calling you up. Shakararaba, mashan serebre, hands up. Shekara baraka. Clarita, get ready. God's going to move on you. Shere protomas sereka, quickening. A reckoning within thy spirit, man, and the delivering power of my word upon thy life, says God. I'm drawing you unto that place, that altar of mine, where it will be between you and me, says the Lord. Not between another man, but between you and I, says the Lord. And the power of my word, even in Torah, will come alive with a distinct indication of who I am and what I've called thee unto, says the Lord. And I will come with a power surge. And I will quicken within thy spirit, man. And it will be deliberate, and you will know it's of me, because it will not come to the intellect of your natural mind, but it will come to you through the intellect of the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Sheke feriki parabuku. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, shoko farako santara rabasi shakaria rabakasha. Brother, come on. Shakarabo serebrikos shenomas sheka verebriti brakos shafe sebratasa. Yeah, we're good. There's enough in there. There's enough in there. Shakararaka. Come on, go to work, saints. Get your eyes off Brother Michael. Go to work. For God has called you, raised you up for such a time as this. Let your labors of love begin right here and right now. Let God raise your level of faith, that as you hear him speak, you'll know it's God. So when he speaks to you, you will step into that moment of what he's asking you to do and what he's asking you to speak in the life of somebody else. Genam sorabakis. Sheke fere pritimas. This is the second time I've been able to speak into your life, my brother. And this is the second time God has given me the vision of your heart towards him. It's the same heart that he gave to David, his servant. And I can hear your prayer. You found yourself in Psalms 51. Oh God, create in me a new heart and renew a right spirit within me. And God says, I've heard the prayer, my son. And even now, my intercession on thy behalf, called by me, chosen by me. And yes, I put you amongst the multitude of those men so that what I put in your heart, you would give unto them and share in their hearts, that they would come to know me as Savior and as Lord, says the Spirit of the living God. Even to this, Marakasaraka, on your times away, Maraka, you cried out unto me on behalf of thy spouse, your wife, and on behalf of thy children, asking me to overshadow them, to protect them, and to keep them in my ways. Have I not? Shika fraka sarako. And so tonight, I come with an increase that the fatness, anointing around your neck would be so great that it would destroy the yoke of burden that the enemy would try to put upon you, says God. And it is by this as well, when you lay your heart at my feet, I am there to receive you, my son. And the impact of thy prayers have had an impact upon those in whom you've prayed for, says the Lord. And I will teach you. Paraka, I will take you out of the limitations, shika, of what the world has to say. And I will take you into that place where all restrictions of man's proposals shall be eliminated. And you will begin to step into the proposals of what my word promises. That as you begin to speak into circumstances, as you begin to prophesy into situations, the power of my word will be released. And they will not be your words, but they will be my words, says God. And those words of mine, they will go forth and they will accomplish the very thing that I send them unto, the very thing that pleases me. And they will not return empty or void, says the Lord. And again, little personal here, we won't get too much there, but the Lord's telling me to tell you, he's heard your prayers over your biological father, and the extension of the master's hand is upon his heart, and he's drawing him into the reality of who this Christ is, removing the doubt and the unbelief. And prepare yourself, my brother. God says, prepare yourself for a phone call or even a knock at thy door. For it will be the witness of my love and my compassion towards you for him, says the Lord. Shika frikas, sire prikasa, em arabukasa. This is how powerful your prayers are. My brother, saints, hear this. This is how powerful your prayers are when you pray. God's targeting your parents. And I see the anointing of God upon your mom. He knows the condition. Mararaba sheka fraka sarakasi. Genamas. And it is by the stripes that my son bore on his back on her behalf. Even now, I apply one of those stripes to her life. And this is my promise. She will not die. She will live. And she will walk in the fulfillment of my word in those years, says God. And she will not leave behind her a trail of grief or disappointment. No, she will walk in the steps that I have marked for her. And she will be my witness, not unto a few, but unto a many, says the Lord. Saraka, sere priti bakasa. Your heart, brother, God's heart in you toward your parents. Karasa Marakas Sereke. And the Lord's saying, Maka, when you come to him, don't come to him in desperation. Come to him in the love, the agape that he has put in your heart towards him. And the fulfillment to every decree that you make will come to pass, says the Spirit of the living God. Sheke Fere Briti Bas. Sheka satara raba santa rabasi, sheka sete priti man, mana rabaka. Come on, saints. Karabuki. Maya robo sembriti mas sedeki. It is my breath that is the strength that carries you and keeps you. Even many who look upon you stand in wonder.
for they see the vitality, Maraka, that I have given thee even at this season of thy life, says God. And truly, if there was a laborer amongst laborers, you would be that laborer, says God. And the continuations of the seed, my word being sown into the souls, the fertile souls and the hearts of my beloved unsaved, says God. Even to those who know me radically, the seeds that you have sown have germinated and are producing the fruit of its kind, says God. Did I not say unto thee at thy early age, Maracosa, that thy hand would become an extension of my hands, says the Lord? Jekatariaraka, that the extension of my hands and my ability to prophesy, to preach, and to evangelize, says the Lord, even unto thy children and thy children's children, the generation of this anointing upon them, says God. It is a full expression of my love towards thee and towards thine, says God. Truly, it is in the evidence of surrender. It is in the evidence of that surrender, not 99%, but 100%, says the Spirit of the living God. Sheke, Shetima, more God, more God, more God. Mansantara rabasini, Sheko farabas, Sheko farabaki. Shekara rabas, Shansatara rababas, Santarabasi, Kasakora labasa. We're not going to make eye contact with you. Minister Charlotte, if you would place, see, you know, we're plugged in, man, Charlotte and I. Kai, you know, yes, across her shoulders. This is an outward expression, but it is symbolic of the mantle that I have placed upon thy shoulders, my daughter. And to hear and to understand this move of my spirit in thee and for thee and through thee, says God. The expression of my heart and love upon every circumstance and every situation, even to those things that you have committed unto me, I will move and I will move swiftly on thy behalf, says God. Even now, I am moving within thy Jerusalem, within thy home, and I am moving upon the hearts of those who dwell there, says God. The inspiration of my spirit causing you to intercede and causing me to pray, says God, comes from my throne room of glory. I've sought you out because you have sought me out, says the Lord. Even now, with divine purpose, the elements of kingdom Maraka, of kingdom purpose, is now demonstrating itself within thy life. And by this purpose, says God, you too will experience a divine order. A contract that I have written with the index of my finger across thy heart, says the Lord. It too Haraka. Yeah, I've got to hold on this just a minute. I see penmanship across your heart with the index finger of God right now. It's contractional. Shika, raka, surrender. It's the surrender. The heart of surrender says, the Spirit of the living God. Shike fere, shikarabaka, sarabrokovas, shikofaraka rabrabukas, shike fere priti kararaka, masantarabasi, shikurabriya rabaka. Lord, brother, I want to place my hand upon your chest, but I don't want to get this oil on your garment. So place your hand over your heart. Shika, Father, in the call, go to work. Mara, let's go to work. Those of you online, let's go to work. Sheko rabas surama sarabaka menevriti brako. Brother, I don't know you from Adam, but this I do know. God's telling me to tell you. Everything has been forgiven, and everything has been forgotten, put into the sea of forgetfulness by me, never to be brought up again. So tonight, delight in the refreshing of my spirit upon thy life and the quickening of this anointing upon thy life, says God, knowing that I, the Lord, have lifted every burden and I'm redirecting you into this path that I have set before you, says God. Even now, I remove the restrictions and the resistance of the kingdoms of darkness and their kings set against thy life. And as I call you forth into this new dimension of the supernatural, do not hold back in the inspirational gift of prophecy, says God. And even now, I will quicken and deliver unto you not one language, but many languages of my kingdom, says God. And as they come forth, do not restrain them. For it is written, he who speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. And as you speak unto me, and I cause you to speak unto others in those languages, I, the Lord, will give you the interpretations of those languages. And you will see upon thy generation a work of my spirit that is unlike any other generation. All I require from you this night is total surrender, complete and total surrender unto what I'm asking you to do, says the Spirit of the living God. And brother, it's not my business to get into this, except that I don't know if you, the Bible says we know in part, therefore we prophesy in part. And I don't know if you're married, but I do see a young lady who God is preparing, fashioning, molding, and preparing that she would come up and align herself shoulder to shoulder, that she would understand this high call upon your life. I'm preparing her. Even as I prepared Esther, I am preparing her on thy behalf, says God. And there will come an indwelling, and out of your loins will come a seed, and from that seed I will give you a son, and he will come forth and he'll walk in the fullness of my spirit. He too will have a born again experience at an early age. And even in his youth, as he grows, when he comes speaking unto you, you will know it's not him, but my spirit that abides in him, says the Spirit of the living God. And brother, God's telling me to tell you, you walk out of here, everything changes for you. Everything changes. God's telling me to tell you, I don't know who else this is for, Maraka, but God's telling me to tell you, young man, you've not failed him. God's telling me that you've not failed him. Even in some of the choices that were not lining up or coming into alignment with the Word of God, he understands. He was at one time like you, flesh and blood, so he understands. Shika farabrabaka, sere priti bakas, sereke. And again, I don't know you, brother, but I do know what God is telling me. The mantle he's placing upon your life, you will evangelize. And I will send you into the highways. And I will send you into the byways. I will send you into those places I've requested others to go, but they refuse to go. Shika. But even in this, your heart and passion for me will escort you into those places, says the Spirit of the living God. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, somebody, give God praise in this house. Yeah, man. Come on, let me pray for you. You good? Okay, we can't force you. Who wants to stand in his place? Who wants to stand in his place? Get up here real fast. Come on. Okay, we got. No, she was first. She was first. Come on. Extend your hands this way. See, saints, we're here only to do what God asks us to do. It's nothing in ourselves, but God tells us he's given us exousia. He's given us authority, delegated authority, power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon all the works of the enemy. As iron would sharpen iron, so does my word sharpen those things that are dull in the lives of my people, says God. Tonight, it is the power of my word to bring a quickening within the inner man, a deliberate work to bring me into this occasion, this deposit of my anointing upon thy life, says God. And in this deposit, says God, I will bring forth an anointing of fire that will bring forth the dross within those elements, says God, bringing forth the dross so that I would clear and I would bring about a portion of my spirit. And in this duration, says God, as I move in thee and move through you, it will not be painful. It will be the expression of my love towards thee and my love towards thine, says the Spirit of the living God. And even now, upon him, he who is of thy husband, I have heard thy prayers. And I am moving behind the scene. I have put a hook in his jaw. And even in that pull back, even in that resistance, says God, you will see the power of my work breaking off the resistance, destroying the assignments that has been set against his mind, says the Spirit of the living God. And surely this day, my daughter, hear me, unto thy son, know that I have him under the shadow of my wing. He settles in that place. Truly, he's come to know me to be the one in whom he can find refuge in, says the Lord. Shiki fiki. And I do know, Sakariako, there is maraka. Been works. Now, saints, we're going to go deep here, all right? There's works that have been come from an outside source. People praying amiss. Mara, giving the enemy access. Marabakos sorababaka. Shevekoria. To come against your mind. And to usher in the spirits of doubt and unbelief. But right now, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that doubt is being destroyed. The unbelief is being destroyed. And I see a wrecking ball, that wall of resistance. I see a wrecking ball coming, swinging around and breaking down that wall of resistant power. You've been wondering, how come I can't advance? How come I haven't received my breakthrough? Lord saying, tonight comes your breakthrough, says God. Shiki. So tonight I come. No more restless nights. No more tossing and turning, says God. And it will be by my rest. Marakosa, thou will receive my peace that surpasses all understanding, says the Spirit of the living God. We want to move here, Maraka. We can keep you here till 5 a.m., but God wants to move on you. So if we can organize what we talked about, come on over here. We're going to organize this. Come quickly. Let's go. Andale. No, wait. We left for the instructions to come. So what we're going to do, we're going to have this section. We're going to have you come get in line here. We're going to pray for you. When this line is done, this section will get in line. We want to keep this organized. Amen. We're going to pray for you. And then when this section is done, we're going to ask this line to get in line. And we're going to be anointing every one of you in Jesus' mighty name. During this process, saints, can I have your undivided attention? We're not trying to take control. We want to keep this organized. I'm going to ask you that as you're standing in line, no visiting with one another. If you need to talk, please take it outside the sanctuary. We'll ask you to reverence the presence of God in this house. And it's not a religious thing. It's a holy thing. Because tonight as you come up here, you're going to be standing on holy ground. Yes. Amen. Two people got it. You'll be standing on holy ground. That's it's too hot here. Shekas. Masantara laba sarabakam. Shalaraba sarabuka sarabakosar. Sheke fere brikis. Shere mans. Shere bridiman saroproko sorovoko. And saints, as you're here listening, as these words, these prophetic words are going out, as there's a quickening within you, an unction of the Spirit of God in you, as you hear these prophecies, you can receive it as well for your own lives. Sheka Rabba Serebritiman Shoferiki. And it is by this point of contact, says the Lord, that even now from my loins will come a seed that I will plant within thee, says God. It will be the development. My God. Shike. From my loins will come the conception of the ministry that I will birth within thee. It will form, and I will take it to its trimesters, says God. And in each stage, each trimester, you will experience a development, a growth. Even, oh my God, even the heartbeat of this ministry, says the Lord. And in its most appropriate time for the birthing of this ministry, I will come upon thee with a spirit of travail. And as you intercede, as the travail of my spirit comes upon you, out of your spiritual womb will come the ministry that you've asked me for, the ministry that I've destined you for, says the Spirit of the living God. And do not allow the carnal mind, the intellect, to form its opinion based on your natural age. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. This conception is a holy conception, says God. And I will bring it forth according to my purpose and according to my plan, says the Spirit of the living God. Let's go. Your heart. Sheke fada pretemans. Serebreke. Tonight, let me introduce myself to you as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Even now, in that area, for thou knows what I speak of, says God, the wound. Marakos sako. That strategy, that plan of the evil one. Marabrakas sereke zerebrako. And here's the vision. The hand of God, the hand of Yahweh, the hand of Jehovah, the hand of Jesus is on that wound right now. And I see the wound, the laceration, I see it closing up. And that which became bitter and that which became sour and that which rooted itself in bitterness is now being removed, says God. And to this call of surrender, this call to forgive, it is now in your hands. And as you forgive that one, the wound will begin to close. And as you forgive yourself, that wound will complete its close, says the Lord. And again, as God spoke earlier, and many of you are going to hear this tonight, What took place in that situation was not your fault. The devil's a liar. And I speak prophetically from the heart of the Father, you've not failed God. You've not failed as a mother. You've not failed as a wife. So pretibus siddiki. So rababakas. For even now, says the Lord, I've come to reinforce the stakes of thy life, reinforce the stakes of thy home, reinforce the stakes of thy livelihood with the potential to bringing forth this ministry that I have called thee unto, says God. Lifting the burdens of the past so that you can step into the pleasures of the present, says the Spirit of the living God. Shiki shalotara rabakas. Shelo ma sempre tamans. Shofike. Marlete pretoria rabaka. And here's the vision, saints. Up here tonight, there's a table. Mahira broko. And it's set by God. And on this table, there's anything or everything you might need from God. And what he's asking is that when you come up, leave the things that are no longer necessary for your life at that table and make an exchange and pick up those things from this table that are necessary for your life now in Jesus' mighty name. Sheke fere prokas, shofere preko, mantene mrokos, sheke, you koramase lekomas, so lota rabos. What I am doing this night, I am presenting myself whole and complete before thee, says the Lord. Even unto this, again, it's the echo in the atmosphere, the purpose of surrendering, not 99%, but 100%, says the Lord. And as you turn your heart towards me, there will be a move of my spirit that will be so distinct that you will know that it is I, the Lord, moving in you and moving through you, says the Lord. Do not find it strange. Karabasi. And I hold on this for just a minute, because in the spirit, what I see in the spirit is in your mind. I see knowledge coming. I see God putting into your mind you want to know this one true and living God. And Akarabas said Ebraka. And I don't know when this took place, but in your voice, the surrender, Maraka, Maraka, you renounced the other gods. You renounced the false gods. And in your renouncing of the gods and those things that you participated in, Ma Pritiba Sa, God's telling me to tell you, he does not remember them anymore. So far, Rapakos, Shikis, Sereke. And I see the incantations, Maka, that have been destroyed. I see the elements that were used to invoke those spirits being destroyed, Maka. And now God says, in those renouncings, Maka, Prakara, Prakos. And in those rejections, Shika, you are now under my blood, says God. Covered by my blood, says God. Marapos Sirika. Yeah. Yeah. Shike. Sirike. And you will come as the days progress. You will come to know me as the one who is sovereign. one who is righteous, one who is holy. They won't, I'm telling you, what's your first name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, I'm telling you, they're not just going to be words that you hear anymore. You're going to experience his righteousness. You're going to experience his holiness. You're going to experience his sovereignty. Maravrakasa. And I don't know where you live, but I do see you in the spirit, Maka, at a table, sitting in a chair, and I see the Bible. I see you studying and reading the Bible, and you're not alone, Maraka. As you sit there, Yeshua himself is standing in back of you. He has his left hand upon your shoulder. He has his right hand lifted up to the Father. He's making intercession while you're reading his word. And it's his delight to bring you into revelation. The reading beyond the surface of what the scriptures says. And to come into the revelation and the reality of his word as truth, says the Spirit of the living God. Sheke fere britiman shesekora la baba suka tereka. Nenonam prekara bukens serebriti bakas shekaramosi sheprota fer ebriti mans sararabaka. The saints, you're going to find Apostle Michael laying his hands upon your ears, your point of contact. God's telling me to do this. Your hearing is going to be so refined. And you're going to hear his voice, and you're going to know his voice. When you leave here from this sanctuary today, you're not going to question God is at you anymore. You're going to know. You're going to know. Just like you hear my voice and you know it's my voice, you're going to hear the voice of God, and you're going to know it's his voice speaking to you. Sheke fere priti serebrikas serikum. As I keep your eyes towards the east, towards that direction of my people, says God, continue in the intercession, that quickening within you, says God. And within that quickening, says God, those languages will come forth. And as you, God, as the languages come forth, you will be able to interpret those languages, says the Lord. And truly, as my heart is for the people of the Ukraine, says God, so is your heart for my people, says God. And know, as you delight in this opportunity, and as you pray, what you see is not your imaginations. It is a spirit of imagery, my spirit, that is letting you see beyond the natural realm to see what is placing in the spiritual realm, says the Lord. And by as my word says, all truth is parallel. How can you expect those things in the natural realm to manifest lest you first see them manifesting in the spiritual realm? Therefore, I give you clarity. I give you that clarity to see as I see, says the Spirit of the living God. Shashek ke letoman serabrakas. Marora labash shekaf sheke vire britamans sorakas sarabakas. Sarabakes Shiviki Gerama. Now, saints, we're going to start moving pretty radically here. So when you're in line, don't get all, just remain in the spirit. Come on, be happy. Come on, be happy. Karabush Shiki Fide Rokos Sorababakas. I'm backing up Maraka. Again, this is a symbolic. If you would wrap that around her waist. And the Lord is calling this out today because this is what he sees outstanding, Amaraka, the belt of truth around your waist. It is the belt of truth around your waist, knowing that God's word is true, that my word will never fail you, says God. Even in those desperate times where everything seems to be collapsing and falling around you, and there seems to be dust in the atmosphere, says, you stood upon my word, which is my truth, says God. And in that moment, didn't I breathe my breath and remove the debris, remove the dust, even the particles, says the Lord, so that you could see the truth of my word working in you and working through you, says the Lord. Tonight, Makariaka, let this be the expression of my love and heart towards you, my beloved. All the indications saying unto you this night, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Nor will I ever leave you begging for bread. And in this year 2022, we understand that the number two, based on the Hebrew calendar, is 5782. That number two means witness. You will become a witness in this 2022 in the Gregorian calendar. Now, you will be a witness of God, and you're going to experience the double. Two means double. You're going to experience a double portion of his anointing upon thy life, says the Spirit of the living God. Is somebody in this house? My brother with the flags, come on up. Come on up. I saw you sitting down there earlier, but come on. As you come up, saints, and getting prayed for, we can bring the tithe bucket over here. As God is leading you to sow into the ministry, please be obedient to that in Jesus' mighty name. Hi, mija. Now, the Lord's, man, the Lord's instructed me to anoint your joints, man. Sheke vesorabaka karabaka. Shekaba. I love these babies, man. I'll take them home. Sheke bridimasa. For a good thing. For a proper thing. Father, in the name of Jesus. Sheke fere protocol. So, and brother, word of knowledge for you, when you first came in and you sat down, I saw the glory of God come down upon you like a beam of light. I don't know you from Adam, the indication of me knowing Adam better than I know you. But I know the voice of God, that even now the Lord would say unto thee, my son, and I do call thee my son. There is an impartation of my anointing upon thy life. And I will press you as I have pressed my servant Paul, that you would run this race to press for the prize of the mark of the high call of Christ Jesus, to know him in the power of his resurrection and in his suffering. That through every indication, says God, that quickening in thy surrender, not unto man, but unto me, it was quick and it was purposed by me, says the Lord. As I proceed in this house tonight, and the reason the Lord had me anoint your elbows, those joints. I don't know the condition of your body, but right now that virtue of God is going into those bones. Yes. And where there was restriction or limitation, I see that virtue going into your knees right now. For even in this, watch this, even in this, as the enemy try to perpetrate or to provoke an affliction upon thy body, says God, that you would not walk, watch this, in the pace that I am causing you to walk. Tonight I come on thy behalf and I render the evil one defenseless, says God. I crush his head under the heel of my foot on thy behalf, says God. And this is my promise. You will run as you mount up with wings as an eagle. Ooh. According to my word, you will run and you will not become weary. Yes. You will walk and you will not faint, says God. And even into the
the reductions of the flexibility in your back, says God. It is now my virtue bringing strength into thy back, into thy joints, says the Lord. And by this, it has all been validated because of what my son sacrificed on that cross 2,000 years ago. On thy behalf, says the Spirit of the living God. Shiki. And Brother Makasaraka, and this is what I see. I'm getting an X-ray vision. Your body, the bones and they're out. I don't want to use the word disformed, but they're not formed in the way that God created them to be formed. And I don't know when this is going to take place. It could be in the night season. Shika, but everything that God has proposed for you tonight will come into perfect alignment. Every portion of thy body, the lobes of your brain, the cerebellum, the brainstem, makara, the vertebrae, all will come into perfect alignment. Shika farakas sedeka. And the Lord's telling me to tell you, maka, eliminate the word can't. Extract it from your vocabulary. Maraka saraka. For in that one word, you give the enemy power. Mara, you give them legal right. And the Lord's saying, right now, I am removing that. I'm erasing it from thy vocabulary, says God. And I am stepping into the corridors of time on thy behalf. And I will captivate those words that the enemy has tried to use to say, no, you can't. I say, you can and you will, according to my word, says the Spirit of the living God. Jesus, Jesus, can I pray for your daughter? Hi. Can I pray for you? Daddy's right there. Saints, come on. For this is what Jesus said. For this is the kingdom of heaven made. We were once like this. And yet in all his love and all his sovereignty, God waited until we came to the right place at the right time to surrender our will unto him and receive him as Savior. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I declare your word upon this one, that you would keep her under the shadow of your wings. I pray is to prophesy Psalms 91 over her all the days of her earthly life. And Lord, the demonstration of your love and power as it was upon Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Great favor, God's favor upon her life with the skills and the knowledge to function and to operate. And today we ask, Lord, according to your timeline, your Kairos. Is it Kairos? No, Kronos. Your Kronos time, oh God. That she would have a born-again experience, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. And even now, brother, this her holding that flag, that's prophetic. Amen. That's prophetic. That she will wave the flags and she will dance the dance for the kingdom of heaven in the earth. Look at that. The man knows. The man knows he's standing on holy ground. I don't know if you're carrying or if you stepped into this office yet, but you will step into the office as a pastor. Shekaria, God will draw individuals unto you. And you've been asking God, when, Lord, when? And the Lord's saying, now is the time. Don't wait, says God. Begin with your family. Begin with thy loved ones, says God. Begin in thy living room and invite those who will come in and begin to teach my word. Pastor Shekha, we get this idea we have to have a church. Our home is our church. I said our dwelling place is our church. Shekha Ves Sorabaka. Because you have skilled yourself in reading my word, because you have skilled yourself in studying my word, it is time what I've invested in your lives is to invest it back in the lives of others, says God. And tonight, as my spirit moves, this outpouring
this indwelling and the Spirit. But I be reminded, says God, the anointing that I have poured into you must pour out from you unto others, says the Spirit of the living God. And brother, I know some of you got to grab onto this, and that's okay. Hallelujah. God knows the financial situation that you're dealing with. And his love towards you, your prayers towards him, his love towards you. I see Jesus writing a check out of the financial banking institutes in glory. I see an angel coming with that check. Get ready, Maka, to receive a check out of, you're not even expecting it. And in this check, Maraka, will come the funds that will cancel the financial obligations. And I'm not going to say debt, the financial obligations that are before you. This too will be my reassurance. This too will be a demonstration of my word upon thy life. That when my people ask, when they seek me out, when they knock on the door of my heart, that I will answer. And this answer will be clear and it will be precise, says the Spirit of the living God. And again, not to inquire, but just to tell you what I see. God's moving on behalf of your family in this, even in this COVID conspiracy that has taken place. God is moving in your family. He's moving upon your family. And they too are gonna come to know him as Jehovah Yahweh, the one who provides. Not some things, but all things. And brother, again, I don't know you except what I see right here in your spirit, man. Mararaka, maraka. There's that we say unction, that the resonating, that life-giving spirit in you, wanting to do more for God because of what God has done for you. And he's gonna make it. He's gonna make it happen. He's gonna give you that opportunity in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, I release. And God's saying he's gonna remove the counterfeit works that the enemy has been trying to propose. Everything that is counterfeit, that is not of Holy Spirit, will be exposed, says the Lord. And as they're exposed, watch this, deal with them according to my word. Don't take it on yourself, for in this you will come to know that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Woo! Rabba Santa Rabaka. Shekefus. Hands up. Shasako. This is like the third time. I would say not once, not twice, but thrice. Three times. Shekaret, that you've come up here. Maravraka. And the Lord shows me your heart. And again, the word surrender. Come on, saints, tonight. This is so powerful. The total, not part, but total surrender unto him. And I can hear your prayers in the atmosphere. Lord, I'm tired of what the world has to offer. I'm disappointed in what men have told me. So I ask, here's your prayer. I ask you, Jesus, come into my heart. I hear it. And be Lord of my life. And forgive me. It is from that declaration, says the Lord, I came quickly. I ushered in to bring you to a place where you would come to understand the revelation of my word and the total surrender, not in some things, but in all things. And as this year's progress, as this year progresses, says God, in the natural realm, I will cause you to progress and accelerate in the realm of the spirit. It too will become a formidable tool through intercession, that as you separate yourself unto me, you will delight in the intimacy that you and I will have, as the father would to his daughter, and a daughter would to his father, her father, says the Lord. And I see the Lord scratching out the word impossible from your mind. Sepritimas. And God's telling me to tell you, here's the vision. In the same way you would write a letter, put an address on that letter, and put a stamp on that letter so it would reach its destination, so is the same way when you pray unto the Lord. He receives it. It goes directly to him. Sheke fede prinamans. Sho fede mas. Jesus. Jesus. And I see a little one. Mahrabrakas. I see a child under the age of 8 years old. Don't know if it's yours, a nephew, but it's a little boy. And I see you praying with him, not just ministering. I see you praying with him, and I see you praying over him. Simple prayer, childlike prayer. And I see him receiving it with childlike faith. And out of his mouth, you're going to hear him say, I see angels. Shike. Auntie, there you go. Auntie, I see angels. Shefikas. Seko ferebriki. Ferebiki. My God, somebody. My God, somebody. Mahia Rabaka. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Serebeke. Soraka Sarabaka. I'm going to ask you to agree with me, that young man who didn't want to come up. Would you just agree with me tonight? We're going to go ahead and let's just shut down the stream for right now. Saints, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us, for whoever stayed on this long. I don't know what even time it is. Oh, over in this camera. Okay. So whatever time it is. But thank you for joining us. And again, this is something we've not done before. And understand, you've had the privilege and the opportunity, as we have, to step into this night to experience the love of God towards his people. Amen. And I just ask you to embrace this tonight. What you're seeing taking place here is because God poured himself into you. I said, God poured into you himself, part of next week's message, so that what he's poured into you, he can pour out through you to touch the lives of others. Now, you can be a pew sitter or a Sunday goer all you want, but for this generation, mararabaka, the wave of God's glory to operate in the spiritual gifts of God, that the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit would so embrace you that you would not hesitate to do exactly what God has asked you to do. And I'm telling you, I'll get in trouble. I've dealt with this before, but God has brought me out and rewarded me victoriously. You don't need man's permission. I said, you don't need man's permission to do what God has raised you up to do.
Amen.
And I'm throwing this out there, and we're going to say goodnight. Man did not bear 39 stripes on his back for you. Man did not wear a crown of thorns for you. Man did not have his hands and his feet pierced and nailed to a cross for you. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, did that for you. Therefore, you have his permission to lay hands upon the sick so that they may recover. Amen.